Welcome. You've got podcast. The Kid Craddock in the Morning podcast is a condensed version of the show. Go to kidnation.com for more kid content.
Kid Craddock in the Morning.
Can your Halloween costume lead to a night of loving? Can it?
Oh, how can
your can your choice of Halloween costume lead to a night of loving, or can someone else's costume? Can you, the way you interpret it, could that lead to a night of love?
I think a lot of women dress with that intention.
Well, I'm sure they're naughty. Stay tuned. I've got the
You got the facts?
The facts, baby.
You got the facts on
the Halloween hookup? Is it scientific?
Oh, probably. Always. Very. It's always scientific, Kelly.
Very, baby.
Know what else is scientific? If somebody messes with somebody you love, it just ticks you off.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Especially if it's your little one. If it's your two-year-old son or daughter. So a woman in Washington, D.C., her name is Becky Reyna. She's upset because a few days ago when she went outside, she saw that somebody had stolen the pumpkin that she had carved with her two-year-old son.
Oh, that's the trick.
It was probably Tommy's first pumpkin ever.
Yeah.
She got jack-o'-lantern jacked.
Yeah. Somebody done jacked her jack-o'-lantern.
Yeah.
I hate when kids do that, you know, that go through neighborhoods
and smash them.
I know.
So
and as a kid, when you're a teenager, you don't really think the effect of this, the effects that it's going to have on somebody. You just think, oh, there's a pumpkin, I'm going to smash it. But, man, you could be breaking a little kid's heart, and you don't even know it.
But Halloween is trick or treat.
So
Well, let me give you a treat before you trick me.
Yeah, it's the night of Halloween. It's not leading up to it, destroying all the...
So she put up a sign, and she wrote a message to the person that stole it. And now it's going viral. This is what the sign read. To the person who stole my son's pumpkin, thank you for the life lesson. This will help teach him that sometimes people are mean for no reason and you have to just brush it off. So she's going so far, so good, right? So because my son is 2 years old and cannot read this sign, I will add, you are an a-hole.
Nice.
Hopefully the people that stole the pumpkin saw this. They probably can't return it because they smashed it. But
I used to put, 50 or 60 pumpkins in front of my bar, like leading up to Halloween, just as decoration, you know? And it's the closer we got to Halloween, there'd be like 40 pumpkins left. There'd be like 30 pumpkins left. In the middle of the street, right in front of the bar, there'd be pumpkin remnants because people are bowling or whatever, just rolling them down the street. And I saw a girl, like, walking down the street. I walked to a store or something down the street, and I saw her walking down the street with one of my pumpkins. I said, hey!
Why do people think it's okay to steal
she's
pumpkins?
She's like a pumpkin perp. Yeah, like, just like going by.
I mean, I know good and well that was my pumpkin. I didn't have any proof, but she's walking.
Did you
like,
have markings on it? Did you study
no,
it?
No, but I tell you what, she dropped it. She dropped it right there and like took off.
I
like
did it smash into a million pumpkin pieces.
Of course it did. I'm like, you just don't. You know, it's alcohol and it's just stupidity and all this other stuff.
Well, I think they just think because it's pumpkins, it's free.
Right.
But it takes you forever to find that perfect pumpkin.
It does.
It's like it takes you forever to find that perfect outfit for Halloween.
Can your Halloween costume lead to a night of loving? Well, according to a new survey, only about one in eight single women say they will have a one-night stand on Halloween.
Ow. This is not appropriate. what world is this appropriate?
We told Al, bring something for Halloween.
Number two.
This is not appropriate for this time of day.
Other Halloween facts.
Oh, yeah, facts.
More than half of the women say they would on Halloween. And in their defense, it would be awkward to slow down that momentum because they have to wash off their zombie makeup or take off the corset from their medieval wench costume. So,
yeah, the very popular medieval wench.
Yeah. So, guys, just tell this, just for the guys, stay away from women that are dressed like zombies because it's going to be a lot of makeup and stuff, and they're probably not going to want to go to all that trouble.
So makeup, they're the toughest ones. Okay, that's
number three.
Okay, number three. The costume that women are most attractive to guys on a man is a funny costume, i.e. ghetto man, a couple of years
ago. That was not funny. That was stupid.
They want a funny costume, but one in four women, they'd also be attracted to a man dressed as Batman.
Why Batman? You can't even see their face.
I don't know, but, you know, they got that belt. They can probably have all kind of gadgets and stuff in that utility belt.
He's a superhero, and he's in all black, and he looks like he has muscles.
Oh. So, like, the kind of sexy. That's the sexy costume for dudes.
Yeah, I guess so. I like funny. I think that's
the survey
totally
also,
clever.
The survey also asked men in relationships if they'd mind if their women dressed sexy, like in a sexy Halloween costume, and men were split right down the middle on whether or not this bothers them. So that means half the men were straight and half the men were gay in this.
So these are men in relationships.
Right.
Yeah. How do you, I mean, because Kinsey, you and Kinsey used to go all out for Halloween. And when I went out with you guys in War of the Lion and you were Russell Brand, she was Katy Perry
when they were
dating. It was risque. Are you cool with her going out and getting attention?
Yeah, that's fine. Because it's Katy Perry. It's not like she's going out as Kinsey and trying to get attention. She's doing it because she likes Katy Perry. She's doing it because she pulled it off pretty well.
Yeah, yeah, of course. No, I thought she looked awesome. I'm just saying, sometimes boyfriends are...
I'm cool with it.
We like, you know, to know that our women are attractive.
It's a compliment to me.
Yeah, it's a compliment. Just don't go overboard in your compliment.
See, when I was 21, 22, and I saw dudes looking at her for Halloween, I would kind of get jealous.
Mm-hmm.
Nowadays, I see you guys looking at her. I'm like, yeah, dang right you're looking at her. Mm-hmm. Dang right you're looking at my woman, sir. Thank you very much for looking. Keep on staring. And you, sir, turn around and look at her.
You want guys to look at her.
I do want guys to look at her.
You're kind of freaky.
I just feel like if you're going out for Halloween, you have the intention on hopefully finding someone to spend the night with.
It's the one out of
you. You gotta really consider what you're wearing because you have to put that on the next day.
Okay, how about this?
You have to go home in.
I know, because I saw one of the funniest costumes online I've ever seen. And it was a dude, and he was dressed as Edgar Allan Poe.
So what did he have, like a raven?
So he had the wig and the mustache.
But then you have to explain it to everyone.
Yeah, that's
the
thing.
You have to stop and explain it.
Well, the problem is not a lot of people know Edgar Allan Poe when you first look at him. But he was dressed
raven,
up as him.
Yeah.
And then he had a French maid outfit on. So he looked like a hoe.
Oh, wow.
How's your list going?
It's number four.
That's it. My list is done. It was a short survey, dude. Very short survey.
Yeah.
Started in the trash.
So what was the point?
One in eight women might want to hook up with you on Halloween night. Jen's got a very good point. Keep your costume in mind for the following morning. Like if you're going out Thursday night, going out to the club, keep in mind if you got to walk home Friday morning, you're going to have like a third of that or maybe half of that costume on. It's going to be kind of disheveled. So keep that in mind.
I just got a text from a friend of the show.
Yeah.
My 9-year-old just asked what a one-night stand is. Thanks, Al.
Get
not joking. Right
joking. You just tell him it's right next
it's
to the
right
bed.
It's the thing next to the bed.
It's right next to the bed.
Yeah, you just wear that.
A couple years ago, I went dressed as a one-night stand.
You just go to Home Depot, buy a bunch of wood. Boom.
Bam.
The Kid Nation app. Hear the show and watch it 24/7 on your iPhone or Android. Get it in the App Store right now. Kid Craddock in the morning.
Let's try and get you some extra money to buy a lot of Halloween candy or something.
All right.
All right. We're a minute late, so hopefully you're still with us. I'm going to announce these names. First one in within 10 minutes. We are going to double your pay. The phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
And here are your three names. Andrea Bond with an E, Chris Price, Jacob Jordan. Jacob Jordan, Chris Price, Andrea Bond. Maybe Bondé.
Maybe.
Bondé, that's a good name.
That would be a cool
Bondé, James Bondé. But not James Bondé.
10 minutes to call is back. First one in, get pay doubled.
Yeah, and you get it. You get it, get it.
And if you buy candy corn with that money, we're taking it back. Candy corn sucks.
Today is National Candy Corn Day.
Candy corn is
the
worst.
I like candy corn, like just three or four, and then I'm done. It's like the Cadbury cream egg at Easter. I will eat one, and then I'm done for the entire year.
I can just
a little, just not even enough to fill the palm of my hand of candy corn, and that's enough for me.
Number one worst. I have my top three worst.
Yeah.
Black licorice comes in third. I know that's a taste for someone. Third. Candy corn second. Peeps.
I love Peeps.
Number one, Peeps.
Mm. Where are my Peeps at?
Yeah.
I like Peeps okay.
I like marshmallows.
You know what I saw?
No.
Peeps are gross.
They got that little sugar crystals on it, though, that make it really good.
I did eat a candy corn a couple days ago because I saw that Starburst came out with
candy corn flavored.
But no, it wasn't candy corn flavored. It was candy corn shaped, made like candy corn, same texture, but it was Starburst flavors.
Okay, I can do that.
It was borderline. I still hate it. It was borderline.
For the holidays, Oreos has candy corn flavored Oreos.
Oh, don't do that.
That's the new trend is coming up with flavors for Oreos. That's fun. I would like to be on the committee to come up with the next Oreo flavor. You know how girls always say they want to be on the nail polish naming committee?
Yeah.
Because that seems like a really fun job. Mm-hmm. Everybody thinks they can do it. Try it. Come up with a creative nail polish color. Go, JC.
Creative
nail polish color.
Plumber red.
There you go.
It's
plumber
like plum.
Red.
It's like plum. Oh, dark red?
I thought you meant like cleaning the toilet out.
Yeah. Right. See, now a creative might be plumber's crack. Because you know that new crackled finished nail polish.
That's
you
can
do
I
a
meant.
Plum. You can do a plum colored nail polish with the crackle through it. Plumber's crack.
You can't just put me.
That would be a creative name for a nail polish.
Why don't we try to do that? See who could come up with the most creative nail polish name. Maybe tomorrow.
Well, I would rather know what your favorite flavor would be for an Oreo.
I have really dropped
turkey
the ball.
And dressing.
What? What?
Oh,
turkey
what?
And dressing Oreo for Thanksgiving.
Oh, that might be too savory.
Yeah.
I don't know that's if I'd gross. Like a savory. I don't think I want a savory Oreo.
Hot, dunk that
hot,
in milk.
Hot buffalo wing.
I don't know.
I've really dropped the ball on the candy intake. I have not. You know I'm like a candy monster, and I've hardly had any candy.
You know what they need? Strawberry. Because they have chocolate-covered strawberries. Oreos are chocolate. You put a little strawberry in the middle. What a bam.
Well, they also have the vanilla cookie on the Oreo now. And remember, they did the watermelon flavor.
No, not vanilla.
I didn't
vanilla.
Like that watermelon flavor for summer. I'm sorry.
You
it was
had
too
the,
sweet.
You had the birthday cake ones
those
at Emma Kelly's party.
Confetti?
Super
I had
sweet.
Some of those.
Funfetti.
Funfetti?
Yeah, birthday but they were called birthday cake.
Ooh. Apparently, they
super sweet.
They have cookies and cream.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. You got to have that because it's a cookie, so you need cream.
But we digress. Don't you guys have some sort of list
yes.
you were going to rattle off?
We want to help you ladies out.
Try and help the men out, too.
We have 10 things men hate to hear. And I'm sure you ladies in the room have been guilty of some of these phrases.
So you told me that I am cramps.
No, that's
not on the list.
You know what?
That's a given.
Yeah.
We know you have cramps once
yeah.
in a while.
That's honorary. You know that one. We'll
I
take
choose
that one
to believe
out.
That everything that comes out of my mouth is music to a man's
nope.
ears.
No, not so much, Kelly.
I have
especially
cramps.
The tone in which I say it.
I have cramps, and does this make me look fat? Go without question.
Yeah.
They're not on this list.
Right. Are these to be read in whiny voices?
We will read it. We should do them in whiny
yeah.
voices.
Okay.
So if you want to annoy
the voices them, that annoy them, you the most also, so I know what how not to sound and what not to say.
Kardashian voice. Go ahead, Al. Give me
all right.
one.
All right, here we go. Tell me again, why do you have to be friends with her if you don't have feelings for her anymore?
Okay, then you just need to leave that. That's stupid.
What's stupid?
You should not be in a relationship with a man who has close friendships
we
with women.
We can have friends.
We can have friends.
JC, you and I are friends,
yeah.
right?
Do we hook
do
up?
Do we go out together?
Yeah.
Do we go to bars together while Kinsey sits at home?
Yeah,
we've
done it.
Do you call me to have intimate conversations? No. We're friends, but we're not friends of that level. We're talking about intimate friendships with girls. That's a no-no.
But the thing is, us guys, when we don't have feelings anymore, they're gone. See you later,
yeah,
alligator.
We don't have
whatever.
To.
We're done
not
with
like
that.
We're trying to get.
We're done with that business.
But our response to that would probably be something like, baby, I just want to make sure she'll autograph my Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
We also hate this one.
Mm-hmm.
We don't talk enough.
Oh, God.
We need to talk more. No, I don't need to talk more because it's football season. Okay?
So after football season, you'll talk again?
No, because...
As long as we have that agreement.
Then it's basketball season.
See, that's not fair.
And then things happen. Kelly,
what window of time has no sports whatsoever?
Sometimes I like saying things to guys just to see their reaction on their face. Like, I just love to talk for like 2 hours.
Oh, God. We will talk for 5 minutes. Don't tell us we need to talk
but see,
more.
No, see, you suckered us in because when you first started wooing us, and y'all would sit up all night with us on the phone talking, we'd fall asleep
that
on
was
the phone
then.
Holding the phone to each other's
we're
ear.
Talked out.
You love the sound of the voice then.
We're done. We talked out. We spent it.
Yeah,
you know?
we spent our talking, so
yeah,
we earned our time not to talk. So please don't bring that up.
How about if you say something like this? I might have thrown it away. I don't remember.
That first of all, we don't say it like that. Stop it.
Yeah, some of us do.
If you do something that you're apologetic for like that, you say it differently.
Well,
you don't whine
well,
it. You're just like,
our response to that would be something like, "It's okay, baby. I still love you. I think I don't remember."
That's something you don't like girls to say.
I might have thrown it away.
I don't remember.
You threw it away.
Yeah, you threw it away. You know good and doggone well you threw it away.
You threw it away. You threw away my favorite pair of jeans. Or you went and sold them at Buffalo Exchange and got money for yourself and you bought yourself some new shoes.
Let it go.
Wow, that's specific.
How many years ago was that? Let it go.
Not long enough, Kelly.
And then you wifed her.
It was before he even married her.
Yeah.
He's bringing this up. You talk about women bringing up stuff
Y'all
that
do.
Happened forever.
Let it go.
We're doing our thing.
We're doing our list. 10
oh
things
gosh.
Men hate to hear from our women.
Oh, just admit it. Your mother and sister don't like me. You're dang right. Who cares? okay? Who cares? I know they don't like you. Who cares?
Yeah,
I'm with you.
One.
So stop bringing it up. I am fully aware they don't like you. I have to listen on that end.
Right.
I don't want to listen on this end,
that's
please.
You know what? That is the first helpful thing on your list.
Mm-hmm.
That is the first helpful hint you've given.
That might be the last one.
All right.
We'll just keep going.
Because you know what? You're right. His family is going to be in one ear getting it. He doesn't need to get it from you. And the less you talk and the nicer you are,
wants you.
Then he's on your side and they become the bad guys.
That's like the nagging Oreo because you're in the center getting nagged on by both sides and it's not tasty. Do you like that?
I don't think a nagging Oreo is a good flavor.
You like that?
It's a good, name for a band,
And wait, so I'm confused. You're the filling?
I'm the filling.
Of course you are.
Yeah.
And we definitely don't want to hear this from you. Don't you know what today is, baby?
Oh.
Yeah, that's setting them up for failure.
I'm sorry. Yeah, I don't.
Your brain starts churning.
Yeah, like, yeah, because we're going to follow it up with hump day.
Yeah, exactly. But this is, JC can't comment because he and Kinsey celebrate the anniversary of their first date.
Yeah, see, JC, me and you, we part ways right there. You celebrate so many anniversaries. The first time we met, the first time we kissed, the first time we went out.
You're the type to celebrate like 3 months, six months. Well, I feel like you shouldn't celebrate till it's been a year.
I can't help that I'm sensitive. Yeah, whatever. You can't do that.
What else you got? 10 things men hate to hear from their women.
Yes.
You guys sound like the women right now.
So, I could do a Kardashian voice perfect right now.
Of course you can. Let's hear it.
How many people have you been with anyway?
Girls, don't ask. You know, I used to be all about being real candid about stuff. It's like, at this point, it doesn't matter. It's only going to breed jealousy. Everyone has a past. Don't ask questions you don't want to know the answer to.
Because we're going to wonder.
Just don't ask.
We're going to wonder, has she heard?
Yeah.
Does she know?
Like, is she going to know if I lie right now?
Anything before you doesn't really matter unless it's still going on.
Well, I'm kind of weird because I kind of like to know because
why
it kind of turns me on. I don't know
why.
I want to know details.
What?
I agree.
Actually,
I want
to
know.
But
like,
you have to be secure enough.
What did y'all do?
How does that turn you on?
I don't know why. I'm twisted that way.
Because I'm more turned on by someone that has experience.
No,
it's so boring. It's like it's like watching a soap opera. So tell me again, what'd you do?
Okay, I don't want to know details.
Really? See, that's why I think all guys, if we get asked that question, we should all have the same answer. 120. Just flat.
No, I don't want to know. I just want to know details.
Yeah, well, then don't ask us.
Yeah, don't ask.
All right. And this one, read that last one to me, JC.
13?
Sure.
Don't throw me.
That's fine.
Don't throw me curveballs.
That's fine.
Come look at this hilarious thing about Ryan Gosling. No. How about I don't?
You're so insecure.
Because Ryan Gosling's not hilarious. He's good looking.
So he's hilarious.
No? Hilarious.
Well, if it's a hilarious thing about Ryan Gosling, I'd probably say, yeah, see, I told you God was fair. Uh-huh. Yeah.
No. What do you mean? No, I don't. Uh-huh. I do not know what you're saying.
Marinate. Think about it.
I don't need to marinate.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. What time is it? My girlfriend's at work. Okay. Okay. I got one more.
Oh, you do? Before we get to
making sure your girlfriend's not listening before you say it.
Make sure
Al's breaking out something from the personal book.
Make sure she's at work. She's at work. Which one of my friends would you sleep with if I died? Jessica? Okay. Go ahead.
I mean, honestly, if you're asking that question, you know the answer to it.
I love that she even asked that question.
Girls ask
She's
that question.
She's asked you that? Or you
Girls
just...
ask you.
Oh, my gosh.
And the thing is, you guys know the answer to that.
I'm going to get in so much
trouble. Yeah, we already know which one.
Yeah.
I'm going to get in so much trouble for that.
Jacob.
You got to get yourself ugly, friend.
I'm going to get in so much trouble for that.
Jacob.
Why would you do that?
Jacob, are you on the line?
Yes, I am.
Do you have a girlfriend?
Actually, I'm married.
You're married? Okay.
Okay, but which one of her friends would you sleep with if she died?
I prefer not to answer that question.
See, and there, Al, is a happy man in a happy marriage. Well, you don't say it out loud.
We're trying
don't
to ask. Tell you what we want to say.
Don't ask.
Jacob, is your last name Jordan?
Yes, sir.
Well, that means that was one of the names Jenna Owens called.
Yes, it was. And Jacob, guess what? You were the first to call us back.
Bam!
All right.
Yeah, don't get too excited, Jacob.
Okay, but I'm only going to double your pay if you tell us which of your girlfriend's friends you would hook up with. I mean, you can pay her right now.
Don't do that.
We're about to double your pay, so she might be mad, but then you can take her somewhere real nice.
Music down, please. Music down.
No, we're not going to put him in that position.
Why not? Which one,
though? There's no one. There's no one other than my wife.
That's right. He's got blinders on.
Have we ever given money to a bold-faced liar before?
Jacob, well, how much did you write down that you make in 1 week's pay?
$1,056.
Well, that right. means we're doubling that to, this is a big one, $2,112.
Yeah. Some good math, Jenna.
What do you do to earn that kind of money every week, Jacob?
I'm an IT guy.
All right.
IT I can tell.
You're it. Okay.
Yeah, you're it, buddy. You're
mine. Do you do like freelance jobs?
Oh, gosh.
I have done it before from time to time, yes.
We couldn't figure out how to turn my mama's TV on last night. It was a mess.
Oh, I know.
I might need to have you come
figure
over.
Out how to turn it on?
Yeah. We couldn't get it to do the channels.
You
it
know
was
that
crazy.
On button? You just
we tried that, and we kept all this input thing. It just wouldn't work.
Women can never figure out the inputs.
No, I have to get your number and call you later.
How come y'all can't figure out the inputs?
For professional reasons.
Video one, video two.
Congratulations, HDMI. Jacob Jordan. What thank you for playing Double Your Pay. This is the last week of Double Your Pay,
yeah,
by the way, so you're just getting it in.
What are you going to do with the money, Jacob?
My wife's phone actually recently got stolen, so I'm actually probably going to replace her phone with it.
What bad boy are you going to get? You going to get that iPhone Gold?
Well, actually, she's got my old phone. I was a nice husband and gave her my new phone and took an old POS one. So
that way you get the new one. Smart man.
No,
well played, buddy.
Now, if he wants to keep a happy marriage, he'll take his old phone back and get her the new one.
Right.
Well, enjoy your money, Jacob. Thanks for listening, buddy.
Thank you.
And we took last week off because we had, of course, Kids Day. But Mad Moms and Minivans is back today, and we're going to put mom to the test.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have some trivia questions for mom today. Oh. And she can use the kids in the car to help her if she draws a blank. Sometimes that happens. It's been a while since mom's been out of school. But if you are a mad mom, you got those kids in the minivan heading to school, give us a call right now. Because when we come back, it's Mad Moms and Minivan. 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Kid Craddock in the morning. You're listening to Kid Craddock in the morning.
All right. It is time for Mad Moms in Minivan.
Yeah!
We love just hearing from you as you're on the way to school in the morning, getting those kids pumped up for a day of learning.
Yeah, day of learning.
I can't wait to learn.
About education. They're excited, Jenna. You don't even know.
Get ready to learn.
Get ready to learn today. But before that, we want to give you a chance to win Kid Craddock in the Morning t-shirts for you, Mom, and for all the kids in the car.
All right.
So we're opening the lines up now for Mad Moms and Minivans at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT. And we've already got Patricia on the line. Good morning, Patricia. Welcome to Mad Moms and Minivans.
Good morning.
Who you got in the car?
Bailey, Blaine, and Cade heading to Red Lick School District.
Let's hear him say good morning.
Whoa. Yep.
Did you lose
Did
your
it kid? Cancel them out? They screamed so loud?
I think so.
Are you still there?
Yes,
all right. Well, I'm sorry for your eardrums because it was so loud only dogs could hear that.
Or they're very well behaved.
We have a question for you, Patricia, and you can look to the kids for help if you need it, all right?
Okay.
Everybody knows the first president of the United States.
Oh,
duh, right?
Oh,
Jenna,
boy.
You don't know?
Yes, but are you going to ask for the second?
Jenna's always said, nobody wants to be number two.
You don't.
Ugh. So I'm asking you, Patricia, who was the second president of the United States?
Okay, guys, who was the second president?
She don't know. She doesn't.
See how this education pays off.
Anybody?
A bunch of blank faces.
Is there a car next to you?
Bueller?
How about John Adams?
You know what? You pulled that out of your ear, didn't you, Patricia?
I think Cade was in the back Googling.
Patricia got it right. She pulled it out the last second.
Well,
that's t-shirts for everybody in the car, Patricia.
I didn't know.
All right.
Ooh, congratulations. I was worried there for a minute.
I didn't know.
Next, we've got Amy on Mad Moms and Minivans. Good morning, Amy.
Good morning. I have Andon in Brooklyn, and we're on our way to Beasley Elementary. Good morning.
Here we go. We heard your cute little voices. All right, we're going to go a little bit more on the, let's go on the geography trivia. How about that?
Already out.
This might be a trick question, because I would mess up.
Okay.
In what state will you find Mount Rushmore?
Ooh.
Which state will you find Mount Rushmore? Come on, Andon.
You can answer too, Mom. Mom doesn't know.
Keep in mind that this could be a trick. Say it again.
Mount Rushmore is in what state?
Is it Virginia?
I'm sorry, it's not Virginia. It's in South Dakota. A lot of people say North Dakota.
For some reason, I thought it was the border.
No, it's Keystone, South Dakota. I'm so sorry, Amy.
I was going to say like Maine.
Those kids need to go to school and learn about Mount Rushmore today. Maybe that can be their school project. But thanks for playing Mad Moms and Minivans.
Not a lot of mountains in Maine.
Oh, man. I think that's the first time we've had somebody lose.
Well, we switched it up, so it's different.
We switched it up because it was just too darn easy, and we're running out of T-shirts.
Stay in school, kids.
All right, Heather, you're on Mad Moms and Minivans.
Good morning. We have Layla, Amelia, Sarah, and Victor in the car, and we're headed to Sacred Heart.
Yeah, shout out.
Aw, say good morning, guys.
Say good morning.
Hey. Oh, good morning. All right, we're going to ask you a trivia question, Heather, and you can look to the kids for help if you need it. Okay. All right, who painted the Mona Lisa?
First one.
I know. Sometimes it's, you know.
Yeah. I know
it's the first one I know.
You can ask the kids for help. You can ask the kids for help.
Oh, let's see.
Oh. Da Vinci?
Is that with a question on the end? Are you confident in that answer?
You're answering it.
Go for it.
That's as confident as it's going to get.
You are confident enough. It was Da Vinci.
Ooh.
Nice.
Ooh.
You thank whoever fed you that answer, Mom.
Wasn't Picasso?
It was not Picasso.
When I'm in doubt,
Mona Lisa would have an ear on her forehead.
When I'm in doubt, I just answer one of the Ninja Turtle names.
All right, Heather. So that's T-shirts for everybody in your car. Congratulations.
That was Earl Shire. He'll paint anything for $99.99.
All right, Laurie, you're on Mad Moms and Minivans.
Hi.
Hi. Who's in the car?
This is Lori, and I have two kids in the car. I have Araya, and I have Nathan. We're heading to Playhouse Learning Center in Irons Middle School.
All right.
That sounds like fun.
You guys excited?
Yeah!
Woo!
Whoa. That dude should be driving.
You know, I think, you know, sometimes kids need a break from all that learning, and they need a little, you know, downtime, something to free their brains up. So here's a little, you know, pop culture trivia question for you.
Come on.
On Phineas and Ferb.
Pop culture.
Yeah. What's the name of Phineas's 15-year-old sister? And I heard that boy in the car. He'll know this.
Is it what?
Phineas's sister on Phineas and Ferb.
I don't know.
I'm like, I don't know.
You don't.
He's going to start cussing in a minute.
Do you have a guess?
That's a lucky guess. Well, not a lucky guess. He says Kansas. I don't know.
His lucky guess was right. It's Candace.
Look at him trying to be like, I don't want to ask.
I don't know.
Yeah. But it's Candace.
Candace.
What do you got to say about that?
You can go to school today and get a lot of cred with the boys when you tell them you knew about Phineas and Herb.
Herb,
whatever.
All right, congratulations. T-shirts for you. See, that's what happens when you take a lucky guess. Sometimes you guess right. And now we go to Ashley. Hi, you're on Mad Moms and Minivans.
Hi, I've got Jeremiah Mason, and we're on our way to South Elementary School.
Southside.
Say good morning, guys.
Say good morning.
Good morning.
Morning.
All right.
All right, Mom. You ready for your question, Ashley?
Yep.
You want to go with pop culture, or you want to go with something like educational?
Pop culture.
Okay, let's go pop culture.
All right.
Now, you know, this is the last season, and I'm very, very sad about it, of Good Luck Charlie. I'm very sad about it.
Me too.
And last year, Amy Duncan gave birth to a little boy. So Charlie has a little baby brother.
Okay.
They had a big contest, named the baby, and one name won. What is the name of the baby on Good Luck Charlie?
What is the name of the baby on Good Luck Charlie?
Little baby boy.
Charlie's little brother.
Toby.
Yes, it is Toby Juan Kenobi Duncan.
Juan Kenobi.
Yes,
wow,
they are
a
very creative
boys.
Family.
Good
there
job.
You go, and that's T-shirts for everybody in your car, Ashley. And thank you all for playing Mad Moms. And Minivans will be back with it again next Wednesday.
Kid Craddock in the morning.
I like trivia.
It makes you think, doesn't it?
Yeah, I only knew a couple of those, though.
Mount Rushmore is in, what'd you say?
South Dakota.
South Dakota.
A lot of people think North Dakota.
Not North Dakota, Al.
Or Maine.
Everybody knows that.
Yeah,
the big mountains of Maine.
Mm-hmm. It's Kid Craddock in the morning.
Craddock in the morning.
I was looking at some of the Facebook posts we received, and Aaron wrote this. I stopped dead in my tracks as Big Al posed the question about people being naked while listening to you guys. Because I was bent down drying off from my shower. Very insightful, Al.
Thank you.
And also very graphic, Aaron.
So he was Facebooking nude.
He was doing the bend over look through while he was listening to us.
I wonder how many people Facebook nude.
It was Aaron. I think it's a girl.
I think
she wrote it after.
How's it spelled?
E-R-I double N.
A girl.
Aaron. You ready, Kelly? You got some advice?
Oh, am I ready? Are you ready?
I'm ready for this.
Oh, we got the love expert.
Mm-hmm, let's go.
Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
I married my now husband 4 years ago. He was my best friend in high school. And that boy I had the hugest crush on, but I would never get him. Well, it turned out that he liked me almost as much as I liked him. Almost. And we started dating. Rest is history. We were young, and soon after we married, we had our sweet daughter. He's a great father, a loving husband, but he will get bored of his job, and he quits. This drives me crazy. I get so scared that I can't count on him to help support our family. I worked at a job for 2 years that I hated every single day, but I still went in until I found another job. But never did I stop working at the past job before I started the new one. He has gone through at least 8 to 10 jobs in a 4-year time frame.
Wow.
What should I do? My family says I should just drop him on his butt. But he's not a bad guy, other than that his job problem. Please help me, Brittany.
Well, wow. I mean, that's tough. I mean, I get that restless spirit. Some people have that, you know, wanderer spirit, and they, you know, travel or quit jobs and stuff. But, yeah. I mean, she doesn't say it's put them in any financial jeopardy to this point. You know, right?
But it causes stress on her.
It causes stress.
Look at the bright side. At least he doesn't get bored of you and then switch women all the time.
Well, there is always that. Gosh, how do you break someone of that habit? I guess he just has to find that one passion he loves, and maybe that takes some real soul searching. Then maybe he needs to, you know, there's these tests that you take, and it's supposed to, like, a lot of times they do it in high school.
Yeah.
And maybe it's not too late for him as a man. You take these tests, and it tells you what you're, like, maybe you think, I want to be in the medical field. Well, that doesn't necessarily mean you need to be a surgeon.
You can be in sales. You can be in sales.
You got to be hot to be a pharmaceutical salesperson.
You can be a nurse.
You could be a lot of different things. You could be in the research department. You know, you don't know what you're, based upon your level of passion, you don't know where maybe you should be directed. So maybe that's just an intelligent way of approaching it. Honey, you're restless. We need to find something that you really love doing. Now, I wish I could tell you the name. I didn't know what this letter was going to be, and I would have this beautiful number and website for you to visit. But is some what I'm talking about?
I think we've taken it here. Maybe
like, Google. It's like the personality.
It's like a personality
test.
Yeah.
Find the right job for your personality and your interests, and maybe get him to take that. And maybe he's like, oh my gosh, that's it. That's what I've been looking for. And once he finds that thing that he loves, he'll be able to stick with it.
Yeah. Then you got to find a job in that, doing that thing.
Well, you get your foot in the door, and then you work your way up.
But you find your passion. Like, I mean, like some people become billionaires baking cookies. Because that was their passion.
Sure.
You can turn what you love into a passion and make money out of it. That's a bonus and a win-win. But I wouldn't give up on him. I wouldn't dump him because it doesn't sound like you're in financial distress.
He's a great father.
It's just frustrating.
And if he's a great husband and great father, those guys are tough to find. You know?
Amen.
Those dudes are tough to find.
True.
So maybe just help him out.
That's true.
He'll figure it out.
All right.
Find that
Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
Uh-huh.
This one's a little bizarre.
Oh, yeah.
I'm 25 years old. This is from Erica. I've been with my boyfriend for 3.5 years, and we live together. I can agree. I'm patient and understanding, but this entire last year, my boyfriend's become a real germaphobe. Becoming a germaphobe developed out of nowhere, and he won't seek help. Most weeks, he won't sleep in the bed, chooses to sleep on the couch. He no longer hugs me because I have, quote, work germs. When he eats, I cannot be near him. And there's minimal to no physical touch connection anymore. There are more scenarios, but those are the highlights or lowlights. I've tried to be an understanding girlfriend because I love him, but my limits have been reached. I've told him if he doesn't meet me halfway, I don't want to continue the relationship because it's not fair to me and it hurts. I see other relationships and I want what they have. That's what I once had. So when we talk about the situation, he argues with the point, well, I'm not cheating or going out all the time. Although I appreciate that, it's not the only thing that makes a relationship work, but I'm scared of being alone, leaving him alone, and change. They've been together for 3.5 years. Any advice? Aww.
Yeah, well, it's just like me, and this is preaching to the choir. You said if he doesn't meet you halfway, you're out of here, and yet you're still there.
And stick with it, yeah.
So it's like that whole boundary thing, following through with a threat. And I know the word threat sounds really, really ominous. But you've shown him you're just tolerating it and you're putting up with this point. So now it's time for you to follow through with that threat. He is not meeting you halfway. Doesn't seem to be bothering him. It's working for him.
That's weird. But
she's sticking around.
Like, he needs acquired germaphobe. I mean, obviously there's a psychological issue
going on
there.
Yeah, he needs to go. Meeting you halfway would be going to the doctor and trying to find out why this suddenly happened. Meeting you halfway might be going on temporary medication for this compulsion. I mean, there are medications out there. There's behavioral modification. He's not even willing to meet you halfway. So now is the time where you follow through You haven't met me halfway, so I'm leaving. And then see how he responds. And look, what's the worst that can happen? You end up meeting someone else and falling in love, and he'll actually touch you and you know, yeah, not right. be freaked out by your work terms.
Exactly.
That's the worst thing that can happen. The best thing that can happen is it snaps him into realizing, I do need to get help so I can repair this relationship with a woman I love more than I'm afraid of her germs.
I wonder if she's tried the circle, circle, dot, dot, now you got the cootie shot.
Or there's that. You that can try that.
I'm familiar with that.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert. Mm-hmm. I met my boyfriend online. I've been very, very happy. But lately, I've been having some doubts in our relationship. You see, Kelly, we're planning on buying a house together and moving in since it makes sense to be closer to work, and I'm over there at his place all the time. We've been dating, about 6 months now.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
I'm concerned about moving in when he's not said the L word to me yet.
Leno?
Wow. I try to get him to open up more, but he changes the topic so easily without getting into much detail about his past. He's so mysterious, and it scares me since I've been hurt in the past, and I don't want to get crushed again.
Oh, Lord.
What would you do in my situation?
I would sign half my life away and buy a house with this mysterious man. Take a chance.
Why not?
Take a chance on love.
Oh, 6 months.
What if his mysterious secret is he's really a prince? You know, there's that show on TLC right now about the mysterious prince coming to town. Maybe he's hiding that. And once you actually sign away half your life savings, put a down payment on this house with a man you've only dated for 6 months and know nothing about his history and doesn't even say the L word, see, it's all a trick.
I got an email from that Nigerian prince.
Yeah.
He has lots of monies for me.
And so once you sign... And you put that down payment down,
Blitz.
He's going to say, surprise! And
we're
the confetti's going to start falling from the ceiling. And he's going to tell you he's actually Prince von something Dutch or other from a country.
Mm-hmm.
And house is going to be here. Tear up that check, honey. Come move with me to my castle because I love, 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 love. I've never said it before, but I'm going to say it now. Love. I was just waiting for you to move in with me. I was just waiting for you to give me some money. That's all I was waiting for. And now we can be together.
What great advice.
Save all that.
You're welcome.
Please.
And you know what? You should get
pregnant.
You should get pregnant, too. That's perfect.
Before you buy the house.
Get pregnant.
Stop birth control now.
Yes.
Now, because you want to be ready. So when he says, surprise, my prince, you go, surprise!
Where are we putting the nursery?
I think it's great.
We need a sarcasm alert.
No, I totally meant that. And I'm going to go find my next boyfriend online just like she did.
You're listening to the Kid Craddock in the Morning podcast.
A condensed version of the show.
Kid Craddock in the Morning.